After the breakfast service was over, I found Z in the lounge flirting with some giggly guests, two gargoyles and a fae snorting with laughter. An odd trio, but who was I to judge? I had an incubus demon on one metaphorical arm and a vampire daddy on the other, although my companion still had a long way to go before we became a thruple, especially as Victor now knew who I was and Z didn't. I really needed to speak with him. The talk was overdue. Z delivered the punchline to a fantastical joke, hands and wings waving, horns bobbing, even his tail got involved. Watching Z being Z was one of my favorite things to do. His boundless energy, brilliant enthusiasm, and unique perspective made every moment in his company a delight. I did not deserve him, which was why I had to tell him the truth before someone else did. Just walk right over there, sit him down, and explain that the person he thought I was, boring human Adam Vex, didn't exist. I was, in fact, someone and something a whole lot worse. Just walk over there. Strike while the iron is hot. No time like the present. Just meander on over.
Adam, darling, there you are, Madame Matas said.
She wore a lovely cream and yellow summer dress that rippled around her ankles as she glided over, and had her long hair pinned high. Her necklaces and bangles jingled. She appeared to be a young woman, but she had old storytelling eyes, which was how I knew her to be much older inside.
Are you busy?
No, not at all. I'd have the talk with Z later.
Good. The exterminator is here, and he wants to visit the epicenter of the,
She lowered her voice and glanced around.
Infestation.
It was definitely best if the guests didn't know how bad our gremlin problem had become.